The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now I'm very aware, of course, that today is a very special day here in this country. It's Independence Day. And for those of you who joined me at Mass this morning when we had the Mass of July the 4th, the Mass of especially for Independence Day, I was pointing out how beautiful the readings were and how appropriate they were for this particular time. By that I mean for what we're all going through at the moment, very, very strange times, and for many of you, very, very difficult times and very painful times. And the readings were full of really encouragement. We had a lovely reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Have no anxiety, all will be well. How really suitable that is for this time. And in the Gospel, Jesus spoke about peace. My peace I give you, not like the world gives, but my peace. And if you have real peace in your heart, that comes from a great trust in the Lord. And that gives one the ability to cope with whatever life throws up at you, of whatever situation you may encounter. And then we go on to the readings this evening, the readings from the Gospel for the 14th Sunday. And the trouble I feel very often with the Gospels is that you have heard this Gospel so often and you become so familiar with it and you think, oh, that's fine, I heard that before. And so, as Jesus often said, you hear without perceiving, you hear, but you don't really hear. There's a little story about that. This very nice couple were celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. And they had a very, very, very busy day with family and relatives and friends calling all day to wish them a happy anniversary and have some food with them. And at the end of a very exhausting day, they were sitting in their porch, and he said to her, Mabel, he said, I'm very proud of you. And she said, what? And he said, Mabel, I'm very proud of you. And she said, speak up. You know I'm hard of hearing. What did you say? And he says, Mabel, I'm very proud of you. Oh, that's okay. Don't worry, she says. I'm tired of you too. And that's, you know, when you don't hear things, right, that's how it comes across. And I guarantee you that most people who have been lifelong Catholics and maybe newer Catholics don't hear what Jesus says in the gospel this evening. It's a beautiful gospel. Because our idea of God, I think we have the wrong idea of God, of being somebody who's, we got to please all the time. We got to manipulate with long prayers or with novenas and all the other things we do. And yet, there's only one thing, and that one thing is love. That one thing is love. Did you hear? And again, how appropriate it is for this particular time, of what we're going through at the moment. I don't know about you, but I'm worried, and I'm sure you are too. I try to be as careful as I can. I don't want to, and I'm sure you don't want to, contract the coronavirus. Because even if you don't get that ill, or you don't end up in hospital, it can leave long-term, and in fact, lifelong effects. It can affect your lungs, affect your kidneys, affect your liver, and you'll never again, maybe. Many people, even now, doctors are realizing, it can affect your mind and the way you think and so on. For months and months and maybe years, nobody knows. So it's important to be very, very, very careful. And so naturally, most of us are worried. We can, however, take precautions against it by wearing a mask and being careful and keeping our hands washed and so on. But come to me, all you who labor and are worried and are anxious and feel troubled at the moment. And I feel when I say that, I'm speaking to many, many, many people. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. For my yoke is easy. That's an unusual word, the word yoke. Yoke. The literal meaning of yoke is what we use in order to tackle, you know, a horse or a donkey, and attach that to a cart or a plow or whatever, so that they can pull it. But in the scriptures, it has a altogether different meaning. And Jesus used that to describe what the Pharisees and the Sadducees of his day were doing to the ordinary people. They were laying enormous burdens on their shoulders. In order to be a good Jew or a good follower of the Jewish religion, you had to make sure you observed some 132 commandments. 632. In God's name, who could actually do that? You couldn't. But we carried over that, really. And many of us today, it's all about keeping the law. Now, I was thinking this afternoon, and it's a good example. They did a survey once among Catholics, and they were asked one question: why do you come to Mass on a Sunday? Small percentage said, oh, well, I come because I get some grace, and it's an hour when I can be with God and think about other things rather than what's going on out there. That's fine. And I come to God because I come to Mass on a Sunday because I need God's help. But the vast majority of Catholics said, I come to Mass on a Sunday because there's an obligation. And if I don't go to Mass, I'll commit a sin and I might end up in hell. Well, to me and to Jesus, and to me then, that's the lowest possible denominator for coming to Mass, because you might commit a sin, because there's an obligation, and you might go to hell. And it's interesting. Now that you have dispensed at the present moment during the pandemic from going to Mass, a lot more of you seem to be attending Mass on a Sunday. The numbers following us when Mass is streamlined is much larger than ever the number of people who actually turned up here or turned up in any church on a Sunday and were in the pews. And I began wondering why, and just for a few moments reflecting on that. And is it because now, because you have a dispensation, you no longer feel you have to go to Mass, and so now hopefully you're watching Mass at home as you are this evening because you want to. So there is something wonderful that has come from our present situation. You see, I'm a great believer in the fact that God never lets anything happen, and especially no matter what it is, whether it is good or bad, He never lets anything go to waste. He always uses it ultimately for our good, or that we may gain by it. And I feel that is one outcome of ourselves and the pandemic. Now, some people mightn't agree with that, but it's worth reflecting on, I think. And so we need to change, we need to change our attitude to God and how we see Him, how we picture Him. If you're very hard on people and you are always criticizing people and putting enormous demands on people, that is how you're going to see God. Because it's a fact of life. You don't see others as they are, but as you are. So, for example, And it's a good example. If you invariably lie and never tell the truth, then no matter what you're told, no matter who tells you, you'll regard everything as fake news or a lie. You will not believe. So that's worth thinking about. How we see other people, it is not how they are that we see them, it's how we are. Because we always project what is inside us on to others. So if we have a respect for people and if we have a love for people, then that will help us to love God as he wants us to love him. And we will come to see that he is a God full of love, always on the lookout for us, and that God is more for me, God is more for you than you are for yourself. What a lovely thought. God is more for me than I am for myself.